Well, Cassie, congratulations on the new position.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be headed to Knoxville.
Well, when do you think you'll arrive?
We expect to close on our house the latter half of June and probably be completely moved in by the 27th.
Well, great. Well, why did you want to come to Knoxville? Could you tell us about that and serve in the capacity as superintendent of schools?
Sure. I think Knoxville has so much to offer. They've got a great educational foundation. The school system has a wonderful reputation, strong academics, and quite a variety of extracurricular activities for kids. The community itself is extremely supportive of the kids and the school. And probably the one thing that really intrigued me was there's so much partnership that happens in collaboration on different projects, and being a very progressive community as well. And I'm excited, you know, they've got projects, it seems like, that are constantly being developed. And right now with the movie theater being renovated, those types of things just show that the community really is alive and vibrant.
Well, can you tell people a little bit about your background as we get to know you?
Sure. I started my educational career actually in Iowa City. I was the director of a learning center down there for the first year and a half, and then decided I really wanted a classroom, so I took a position as a second grade teacher at Dyke New Hartford Schools. From there, I went to AGWSR and was an eighth grade language arts teacher and became the curriculum director and eventually the middle school principal at that district, and then was recruited for the middle school principal here in Grundy Center. And then we had a succession plan, so when the superintendent retired, I was appointed then to become the superintendent.
But you decided that you wanted to pursue other opportunities and come to Knoxville.
I did. Grundy Center is a nice little 1A single community school district as well, and really looking just for that little larger district with a bigger team to work with and some more opportunities, and Knoxville just was that perfect fit.
Well, do you have any new programs that you're thinking about initiating? Can you give us a taste of some changes you might think about bringing to the district?
Wow, you know, not knowing everything that's occurring right now, the first couple months we'll be just, you know, observing and finding out all of the great things happening. One of the things I've been heavily involved in the last 2 years in this area that I'm wanting to explore more down in Knoxville as well is a high school job shadowing and internship program. One of the things we hear from kids quite frequently is they graduate high school and they still really don't know what they want to do, and college is really expensive to just go try to figure that out. So we've really worked hard at trying to develop a program so kids can test the waters, if you will, and try to really narrow down their field that they're passionate about so that their post-secondary education is very meaningful. And hopefully done in a manner that they can afford and really be pleased with. So that would be one area that I'd like to explore some more. And then, of course, the use of technology. Both of the districts here are one-to-one computers, and continuing to find new ways to enhance learning using the technology, I think, is a really important step for school districts. So that technology component, K-12, is another one that I think we'll have a lot of conversation about and continue to explore together.
Well, that's just a whole new part of our world that most of us older folks don't even begin to understand.
And it changes so quickly. You really have to have a few people really tuned into that and constantly sharing with other teachers and allowing the kids some creativity, too, to help us figure out the best way to use it to enhance learning and not just as the distraction that sometimes we use technology for.
Do you have a general philosophy of education?
Oh, you know, I do. I really believe that education, the purpose of education, is continuous learning. And I don't think it matters what age you are or what location you're in. I think continuing to build our brain and to learn new things and to apply new things is just kind of it keeps life exciting. It keeps our journey moving, if you will, and it gives us opportunities to, you know, to enhance our community, to benefit other people, and that's really what we want to give to students. We really want our kids to understand that they have ownership of their own learning and that they really do need to be a lifelong learner and need to know how to do that in a very meaningful way. So as educators and teachers and parents and community members, we're always learning, and we need to help kids learn how to do that in the best way they can.
Well, I had the privilege of being on the committee, the Citizens Committee, that looked at all of the candidates, you know, that you were competing with. And it was a great array of candidates. The whole process was fascinating. But I was in the room and I heard you say something about the importance of after school activities. And that sort of hit something sort of profound for me, because I see so many kids on the streets without things to do. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, about after school kinds of things?
Yes. I think for many of our students, they can very easily select the activities that they enjoy doing. As they get older, of course, there's things in athletics and programming in other fields of performing arts and, you know, FFA, speech, communications, those types of things. But I think it's important for us to continue to look at things even for younger kids in our society. So many of our parents work, and they work longer hours, and having kids, it's very easy for them to tune into television or just to get on the computer and start web surfing, but it doesn't necessarily add to their knowledge base or their experiences in a real meaningful way. So the more that we can, as a community, I think, look at ways of demonstrating different hobbies and interests and life skills to kids at all ages, I just think it really does bring a different level of belonging and a sense of being well cared for to our kids, which is very healthy. You know, in years past, there's been, I think, great movements between Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, 4-H, other organizations. And I know in our area, those have kind of seemed to ebb and flow a little bit and aren't as strong at the moment. So we really need to figure out what is our next generation of those activities and organizations for kids that helps develop them into being, you know, just high-quality individuals who are motivated and want to give back and understand that relationships with other people really make life so much more enjoyable.
In your interview when you were here, and then again in this particular interview, you've said the word community several times. And could you elaborate on how you see the community integrating with the school system?
Oh, it's constant, and there's so many ways I think that happens. You know, our districts take so many people to actually be able to do all the things that we need to do for students. So we, I guess, have a high expectation for volunteers, whether that's coming in and reading with kids or helping them practice some different skills, being a big buddy, being a mentor to our middle school kids, those volunteer coaches, even local businesses, if they have an opportunity for students to be on their boards. I know here the local banks have a student representative on their bank board trying to get the kids involved with the Parks and Recreation or with Kiwanis, with Rotary, you know, some of those service organizations and volunteering, even the kids volunteering and with Silver Cord hours. You know, it really does take the village to raise the kids. School districts are fortunate enough to have kids for 6.5 or 7 hours a day. But out of a 24-hour day, that leaves a lot of hours for other people that have a lot of influence with our kids. So I think the more that we can partner and find ways to work together, it makes it more economical and more efficient, if you will, you know, between the recreation center, between the business community, the organizations. I'm assuming that the movie theater project has a great contingency of young people who are interested in helping with that project and families. I know here we have quite a few of our high school kids that actually work at the movie theater and keep that running because ours is a city-sponsored movie theater here in town. So, you know, the school district is only as strong and vibrant as the community is strong and vibrant. So being open to partnerships and just having a constant conversation on ways that we can work together to make life better for everybody who lives there is really important.
Well, now you're stepping in at a time where you're going to have a full plate right away. I mean, we've got some major retirements of a couple of principals, some very well-respected personnel, great teachers are stepping down, and you're going to be sort of at the center of hiring them. What do you think about that?
It's an exciting time. You know, first and foremost, I wish the best of the future to all of those retirees. It's a great accomplishment when you've been somewhere long enough that you get to take that next step and look for a new adventure. As we look at hiring, you know, I always look at hiring as a great opportunity as well, you know, to find another great fit. You never can replace them with exactly what was there, and sometimes that can be exciting. Sometimes it can be a little scary. By doing hiring now, we'll have the time for the current employee and the future employee to actually work together some, and I think that's a very beneficial piece for us, you know, especially as you look at everything from the custodial roles in the maintenance department to the teaching staff and the administrative team, being able to do that, even myself, you know, being able to work with Dr. Flack is just an incredible opportunity to be able to gain some of the knowledge, you know, that he has over the last 24 years. And that's, you know, I feel very blessed that I'm in that position to do that.
Well, any last thoughts you'd like to share with the listeners from Knoxville about that I haven't thought to ask?
Oh, you know, in the next several months, I will be in town lots. We've got interviews scheduled and doing things with the house and, you know, other activities just to be ready to move the family. And we are so excited. So I look forward to meeting new people. I would ask anybody to introduce themselves, and you're going to have to give me names quite frequently because it'll take me a little while to put every face with every name. But hopefully within the next 6 months or so, most of those will cement into my mind. But I'm hoping people feel very comfortable and will come up and introduce themselves, and I'll have an opportunity to meet many people here just in the next several weeks.